Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Stuart Epperson hosts a radio show that airs around the country in about 25 cities called Truth Talk Live, and he interviewed me yesterday. You're going to hear that interview now, but also you'll hear behind the scenes, because during the breaks, Stuart gets on the line and we chat, and as you'll find out later in the interview, he knows that it was being recorded. But normally you don't get to hear that part. So you'll hear the on-air interview and the behind-the-scenes part, and I hope you enjoy it.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's time for the battle of the Christian talk show hosts. Here's your host, Stu Epperson.
Okay, the Christian Talk Radio Revolution continues. Welcome to Truth Talk Live, and welcome to a whole new audience of people listening. Folks, this is historic. This is really going to be interesting. It is radical. It's something we've never done before. It's the battle of the Christian talk show host. I found a talk show host out there, imagine this, that is more radical than me, and this guy has got some obscure views. Like, he believes we should criminalize, in our country, adultery. Mm. He's got some unbelievably bizarre views with a death penalty, some stuff that would blow you away. And what we're going to do is this. This is a test. This is only a test, right? We are going to have this guy on today. We're going to try to have him on once a month, and we're going to debate. We're going to go head-to-head, toe-to-toe. His listeners can call in. Our listeners from Truth Talk Live, our affiliates all over the country, nationwide, can call in. The toll-free number is 866-34-TRUTH. And as I always tell you, when we have a guest that we don't agree with, be nice to him. But this guy, I tell you, he's rough. He's being rough on James Dobson right now. Hey, you can pick on my grandma, you can talk about my mama, but don't talk about my James Dobson. This guy is the darling of Christians because he's making things happen. He is leading a cultural revolution. He's with Focus on the Family. He's had a huge impact on probably, I would say it's safe to say, almost everyone listening to my voice today had some kind of influence brought to bear on their life by James Dobson. Whether it's, you know, raising a difficult child, you know, a heart, strong-willed child, whether it's any of his books on the family, any of his books on marriage, phenomenal impact. Well, the guy, this talk show host, and this today's first inaugural battle of the talk show host, he has written an open letter to James Dobson. Unbelievable. We're going to talk to him. His name is Bob Enyart. I'm going to bring him on right now. His program is Bob Enyart Live. I'm Stu Epperson of Truth Talk Live, and we're about to square off. Bob Enyart, welcome to Truth Talk Live.
Stuart, it's great to be on your show. And hey, I love James Dobson, and I respect him, but we did spend a fortune putting a major ad in his hometown newspaper there, the Colorado Springs Gazette, an open letter to James Dobson about his Justice Sunday he had a couple weeks ago when he was criticizing the 11th Circuit judges for voting against Terry Schiavo.
Okay, and I want to talk to you. I mean, you know, this is kind of, I mean, Bob, I'm trying to figure you out here. You say you love him, but then you get right up in his kitchen there.
Well,
he and Shirley are reading the local paper, you know, over their oatmeal.
Yeah.
And there's this big article from another supposed brother in the faith in a full-on assault. Come on now, Bob.
Well,
is that brotherly love? Is that what Christ taught?
Sure it is. The title of the article is Focus on the Strategy.
Oh, okay.
And it's that James Dobson was criticizing his own judges. On the 11th Circuit, they did vote against Terry Schiavo and against the culture of life.
Mm-hmm.
And that was tragic. But what James Dobson didn't notice, I think he didn't notice, is that all six of our judges, the ones he's helped us to get in office in the last quarter century, all six of the justices nominated by our pro-life Republican presidents, Reagan, Bush Sr., and George W. Bush, voted against Terry Schiavo. All six voted against James Dobson's position. All six voted against life. All six of our judges voted to starve Terry Schiavo to death, a handicapped woman who was not dying, all six.
Okay, now hold on a second. Now, we covered the Schiavo case. We didn't wake up yesterday. The guy down there in Florida that held that up was, what was his name? Was it Greer?
Judge Greer.
He was a Clinton appointee.
He was a Republican judge.
Not the one guy, though, that stalled the whole thing. He was a Clinton appointee, wasn't he?
Oh, the 11th Circuit, yeah, Clinton had a judge in this. In fact, all our recent presidents did, but there's 12 justices on the 11th Circuit. And there was one judge and then a panel of three judges.
Right.
And the full 11th Circuit heard it twice, March 23rd and 25th. And Justice Pryor, William Pryor, who's one of the ones that the Democrats were going to filibuster, and Bush did a recess appointment to get him on there last February. And he voted, even Pryor, whom we're all going to fight for, and we're going to fight the filibuster, he voted not to save Terry's life. And James Dobson, respectfully, I point out, he was outraged by his own judges.
Okay, let me give the phone number. If you want to call right now, is this the way Christians should go about it? The toll-free number nationwide is 866-34-TRUTH, 866-34-TRUTH. In an open letter to James Dobson, Bob Inyart, another Christian talk show who we're squaring off with today, is called Focus on the Strategy. Let's go back a little bit. A lot of folks are kind of joining this fight late, Bob Inyart. How did this whole thing get started? I mean, what is
25 years ago,
James Dobson's strategy? I mean, I hear this guy on the radio, and I get tears in my eyes because he's passionate for the family.
Yeah, amen. And for the Lord.
So how come you're attacking him trying to get pro-death judges on there?
Stuart, I'm not attacking him. I love him, and I'm trying to help him, come up alongside of him and encourage him. Because 25 years ago, the Moral Majority, Christian Coalition, Focus on the Family, they told us, they gave us a strategy, that if we elected pro-life Republican presidents, we would get judges that honor the culture of life. We Republicans have nominated 58% of the federal judiciary, and it is totally pro-choice. Remember the Ninth Circuit ruling against the words under God in the pledge?
Yeah.
That was written by a Republican-nominated justice.
But he's from the Ninth Circuit, and he's the only one like that on that circuit. The rest of them are Clinton appointees, aren't they? It's how convenient you pick a guy who's nominated by a very moderate.
Yeah,
president.
That's true. But Stuart, I'm trying to point out.
Well, I just like how you pick that out, though. The Ninth Circuit is crowded; it's overpopulated with liberal, anti-God judges, who are Clinton appointees.
But as soon as that ruling was written, all our conservative Christian talk show hosts came out and said, "We need to stop the filibuster. We need to get more Republican judges in office." And I'm pointing out the guy who wrote Roe v. Wade was a Republican-nominated judge,
and no one else is saying that. And I take off my hat to your courage, Bob Inyart. But I'm a little concerned by this attack on James Dobson.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's not an attack, but let me another example. The U.S. Supreme Court right now, it's solidly pro-abortion.
Yeah,
it's pro-choice. 7 of the 9 sitting justices were nominated by Republican presidents.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen
Kennedy, for example.
Yeah, right. And and Sandra Day O'Connor. And even the ones that we say are pro-life, I haven't seen any evidence that they believe an unborn child has a right to live. They just say abortion is a legislative issue. They just punt. They don't say they're pro-life.
So who nominated Scalia and who nominated Thomas, the two conservative pro-life guys? Who nominated them?
Thomas, Democrats? George Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Scalia, Reagan, I think.
Okay, very good. And Dobson, he got it there, right?
No,
so
he didn't, because they say abortion is legislative.
Okay, let's
they
talk
make
about
fun
that.
Of us.
What about his letter to James Dobson? Is he wrong? It's your chance to take on two talk show hosts, not just one. When we come back, 866-34-TRUTH. Keep it right here. Bob, hey, you're doing great.
Thanks.
Now, what I normally do now is I debate my guest during the breaks.
Okay. I hope you record it.
I don't.
It's
I
the
need
best
to.
Part.
Yeah, this is, I know.
You mentioned Clarence Thomas before we went to the break.
Yeah.
And Christians say he's on our side. He's a good guy. He mocked us in the Texas ruling on the Texas sodomy law.
No way.
Yeah, he voted on our side. And he said that's only because of the process. If he were in the legislature in Texas, he would have voted against us because it's a silly law. Homosexuality was a crime for 3,500 years.
Okay, I want you to talk about that, and I want to get some calls on that too, okay?
Yeah.
I don't think people are as intimately acquainted with the information there.
Well, maybe we shouldn't go to that other direction. I mean, I could use that as an example of Clarence Thomas.
Okay. Here's what I want to do. I want to figure out a solution to this Dobson thing, how we can all get on the same page.
Yeah, we got to go back to his pledge from 10 years ago.
Okay, I want to talk to you about that. I'll let you read some of your letter.
All right.
Too, okay?
All right.
Okay, hold on. You're doing great. Hold on.
Welcome back to Truth Talk Live and the Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. Once again, here's your host, Stu Emerson.
Okay, across America and around the world at TruthTalkLive.com, I'm Stu Everson, your host. Our guest is Bob Inyart. He's another Christian talk show host, and we're going head-to-head, toe-to-toe. Friends, the guy who's been on this show, Dr. James Dobson, and of course he says he's doing it in brotherly love. He says that, but then he takes out a newspaper ad in Dr. Dobson's hometown newspaper to kind of call him out, Bob Inyart. What's up with that?
All right. Well, Stuart, we're trying to encourage Dr. Dobson to take up the pledge he made 10 years ago.
Which was what?
He said it on his radio show and thousands of radio stations. Mm-hmm. He put it in print that he would never again support a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. That's the litmus test that we need. Otherwise, instead of the church pulling our political leaders toward righteousness, our political process pulls us toward compromise.
Yeah.
And we end up, after 25 years of victories, we've succeeded on the strategy of electing pro-life Republican presidents. And all we have done is packed the federal judiciary with pro-choice Republican judges.
Okay, now I want to take on a couple of these things, but let me just ask you this, Bobby. If you want to call in and take him on as he's taking on James Dobson, I want to hear from you. 866-34-TRUTH. Toll-free 866-34-TRUTH. Maybe that's another way of saying, I need your help to take this other talk show guy on. You know, I get this other talk show, so I find all of a sudden he's sharper than me. And,
well, come on.
And
hey,
articulate.
Well, that
well
can't
spoken,
be, Stuart.
But the toll-free number nationwide is 866-34-TRUTH. Now,
listen, in New York, yeah, a federal judge in 2002 yeah ruled that a convicted child molester, sex offender, could not be stopped from attracting kids in a public park by making balloons for them.
Right.
That judge was nominated by George Bush Sr.,
oh, okay,
and that's just like the current Republican Supreme Court that ruled in favor of the child porn industry against law enforcement and families, and they made it harder to prosecute those who sodomized
okay
children and
yeah
videotaped.
I got a hard time with the first George Bush and his nominees, okay? I have a hard time with some of Nixon's nominees, maybe even some of Reagan's, but let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Surely you were one of those guys that got behind George W. Bush this last time to get him reelected because he at least was pro-life.
Well, his first campaign promise, sadly he's been keeping his word on this, was that when it came to nominating judges, he would ignore abortion.
He didn't say that.
Stuart, he said it from coast to coast
okay
that he has no litmus test.
Well,
when it comes
of course
to,
he said that. He says he has no litmus test.
Well,
but
that undermines the safety of an unborn child. George
well,
W.
Okay,
Bush
look,
packed the Texas Supreme
so you,
Court.
So you voted for Kerry?
No, of course
well, who'd
not
you vote for? Some independent no-name who wasn't going to win?
Yes.
See, that's nuts.
Hey,
that's absolutely nuts
hey,
that a Christian would throw their vote away.
Did you know this?
The idea is what you are is a principled conservative, okay? And that is you know, you got to get if he's not Billy Graham or to some people the Pope or to some people, you know, Billy Sunday reincarnated,
yeah,
then you're not going to vote for him for president.
No, that's not true. I have a simple test.
Yeah.
If you're willing to kill innocent children, any, then you're not qualified
okay
to lead.
Okay, is the litmus test, should there be
James
a litmus
Dobson
test on judges or on presidents, as Bob Inyart said, 866-34-TRUTH. So you're saying that you would sway thousands of your listeners to your show not to vote for George W. Bush, who's a born-again Christian, who's at least pro-life, even though he's not standing in front of abortion clinics with a sign, which anyone that's pro-life should be. You're saying you would encourage people not to vote for him, even though he's the only dog in the race that's going to win.
George W. Bush is proud of the many pro-abortion judges he's nominated. He packed the Texas Supreme Court with pro-abortion judges. Alberto Gonzalez.
No, can you verify that?
Yes. The most radical pro-abortion decision ever in Texas came from the Texas Supreme Court that even a minor could have an abortion without their parents knowing they're even having a medical operation. And according to the New York Times, yeah, which was correct, we checked it out, George W. Bush's judges led the way in that radical decision. Alberto Gonzalez, he then brought from Chief Justice in Texas to his White House legal counsel.
Right.
And now he's appointed him in second term as the attorney general, the head of the
yeah
Justice Department. He's a radical pro-abort, and we know he would want to nominate
he's
him.
He's not
for
a radical pro-abort. He's just
well, when
you know
you lead the way saying yeah children could have abortion, it's evil to support
Gonzalez
abortion.
Gonzalez did that.
Yeah, Alberto Gonzalez.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 866-34-TRUTH. Bob Inyart is our guest. He's another talk show host. It's the Battle of Christian Talk Show Hosts. Let's go right to the phones. Mike, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and Bob
hey,
Inyart.
How
go
you
ahead,
and
Mike.
Bob doing? Hey, Bob.
Howdy.
I used to get your newsletter from you.
Hey.
I agree with you, buddy. I know you stood up for the faith and went to jail for your faith. I'm a little upset with Bush because he said it wasn't the time for Roe v. Wade when he was sitting here throwing a carrot out to the Republicans
yeah,
that voted for him.
But at least you voted for Bush, Mike.
Oh, no, I didn't.
See, that's a waste. That's a wasted vote. The
no
idea is to move. It's politics. The idea is to get the guy closest to your view, so ultimately
dude,
you get someone even closer.
Now let's fast forward to a little later in the broadcast.
Let's go to another caller. Let's go to Jeff. Listen to us on brand-new affiliate AM 1030 in Raleigh-Durham. Jeff, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and Bob Inyar. Go ahead, Jeff.
Listen, I want to help you take on this other Christian talk
show.
Well,
talk to him. Go ahead. Make some sense to him, please. Help me out.
First of all, let me say that I'm a born-again Christian, Bob.
Good.
And I voted for George W. because I know that the man is pro-life. The man signed the partial birth abortion
Amen.
Thing.
Thank
in the
okay,
Bob.
Good.
Thank
hey,
you,
Stuart,
Jeff.
Let's talk about that, all right?
Okay, let's talk about
let
that.
Let me ask
he
you,
signed
Stuart.
It. Is that not good, Bob? Just isolate that. Is that not good, yes or no?
Answer this question. All How right. many babies in an average year does the partial birth abortion ban save? How? Just an estimate. Is it in the tens, hundreds, thousands? How many babies a year save?
It's in the thousands.
It's in the zero because all they do is use a different technique. Right up the street from our studio here in Colorado is Warren Hearn. He wrote the textbook, Abortion Practice. He said you go in with an ultrasound and you inject poison in the baby's heart in the third trimester. It kills the baby, and then you remove the baby. He's dead. That's
but
legal.
Isn't that partial birth abortion?
No, yes, partial birth abortion.
Well, that's a late term. That's okay, late term abortion. And there may be a difference, Bob Inyar. But so if
no, no,
if
no.
So Bob Inyar, if it doesn't stop any abortions,
it stops
why
zero.
Why every liberal, every NARAL, every person on the left attack our president for signing that?
Tom Daschle voted for the ban. This is what we did. It's like outlawing Zyklon A in Germany when they're just going to kill Jews with Zyklon B anyway. It made us feel good.
Okay.
We're in the political competitive spirit, and we're fighting a battle.
So it was just
that
a show. It was just a big show.
It was strictly a show,
okay.
No substance.
All right. Hey, Jeff, thanks for your call. I voted for George W. Bush, too, Jeff. I appreciate your call and your support. I mean, it brings up an interesting point. I think the partial abortion thing was a big victory. Bob Inyar obviously disagrees. Let's go to Shelley, Jacksonville, Florida, listening to us on the river. Great affiliate there in northern Florida. Shelley, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. Go ahead.
I'm sure when Christ was around, politicians weren't doing right then, and he wasn't aligned with that. He was aligned with pushing his love and values. And I think
More
wrapped up than getting our guy in who may be 50% right, but 50% wrong.
Interesting. Okay, let's let Bobby Hart respond to that, and I will too. We'll take more calls. 866-34-TRUTH. What about goodness, righteousness, and justice? More on Truth Talk Live in this attack on James Dobson when we come up.
Bob?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
I think it's going fine.
It's going. You're doing great. The lines are loaded. Look, now, come on. This is really 0%, is it?
It's a zero, not percent. It's zero. Not one abortion would be canceled because they can't do that technique. They just do a different technique. And so We pat ourselves on the back. We outlawed Zyklon A.
Yeah.
And Zyklon B killed millions.
With the Germans, you mean?
Yeah. Well, we're foolish because
we're.
Well,
what if one life has been saved?
Who?
I'm just saying, what if one life has been saved?
Well, you've given cover to thousands of pro-choice Democrats in the debates.
But they were against it. They were against.
No,
the
they voted for it. The vast majority. We gave them cover.
Yeah.
We gave them cover. So they say, I'm not an extremist. I voted against partial birth abortion.
I see what you're saying. Okay, good. Okay, now what is another? Because you know, Dobson has kind of come. He's kind of left the Howard Phillips camp.
Yeah, he will no longer compromise on Republican Party politics. But we compromise on thou shalt not murder at the drop of a hat.
And you think he's compromising on that?
Of course, by his own pledge. He's turned against his own.
I think he's trying to garrison favor.
Of course he is. But
he with the president in order to have a platform.
But of course he violated his pledge. And no one in the country has called him to account for that.
That's true. But you are. Okay, hold on. We've got to come back in just about 60 seconds.
He's the Pope.
He's not the Pope.
Well, yeah, you act like he's the Pope.
Okay, Pope, heaven or hell, where is he right now? I did a whole show on that. I had a Protestant scholar on one day, Bob Morey.
Yeah.
I hope you're recording all this.
Yeah, we are.
Great for your show. Okay.
We are.
I had a Protestant scholar on, Bob Morey, asked that question, and he was he was a very, very hardcore, you know, against the Catholics.
Yeah.
He tried to be kind and loving, but then the next day I had a very high-ranking priest on.
Oh, my.
To debate the whole issue of Protestantism versus Catholicism.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then last week I had on a guy who converted from Protestantism to Catholicism.
Mm.
Now, according to one scholar that I researched, he said that for every one convert to Catholicism from Protestantism.
Yeah, there's 100 or 1,000.
There's 100,000.
That's a lot. I think that's too high.
But the problem is most Protestants don't really know what they believe, and most Catholics don't really know what they believe.
Right.
Hence the need for shows like Truth Talk Live and your show.
Stuart, on the air, we debated a polygamist, a Mormon, and what a debate. We got it on a CD, and we debated a Roman Catholic for two shows.
I want you to send me that, okay?
Oh, yeah,
I tried to call you before the Roman Catholic debate because I wanted to be loving and kind, and I wanted to ask the right questions.
Oh, we had so much good.
That was the day I tried to call you three or four times, but I think I called you when you were on the air. Okay, We're going back on. This show will be heard again Saturday between 4 and 6 p.m. Eastern time. We'll play this back as one of our best ofs of the week.
Praise the Lord.
And we'll do this on a monthly basis because you've got some pretty obscure wild views out there that I'm having a hard time with.
We're playing this here, too.
Well, right. And see, I line up more with Dobson than I do you on this, so that's why I have you on. See, I could have on a guy I agree with, but then no one's going to think and no one's going to be challenged.
Yeah.
And you might just win me over to your side a little bit, by
doing
this.
We'll work on it.
Because I'm a huge fan of Dobson. I mean, I'm having a hard time with this letter. Hold on. We got callers. The lines are loaded. Hold on.
Okay, we're back on Truth Talk Live. If you just joined us, this is a very unique program. Today's program is called The Battle of the Christian Talk Show Host. And we have on with us, we found a Christian talk show that's maybe perhaps more radical, definitely smarter than Stu of Truth Talk Live. His name's Bob Inyart. He's on with us right now. And he's a letter to James Dobson. And to punctuate his point, he actually took out a full-page ad in James Dobson's hometown newspaper. Although he says he's doing it in love and respect, and his letter isn't too vitriolic, but to basically say your strategy doesn't work. Now, Bob Inyart, our last caller from Florida, wanted to know, what in the world are you doing?
Why
do
we care about the government?
Why are we fighting over this?
Right.
Why can't we just bring in a guy who's 100% right? Why are we, haggling over a guy who's 50%, 75%, that?
Well, she was coming in really against political activism. And if the government says you can own blacks or you rape women or kill Jews, then godly people have to rise up and say no. And in the Bible, God says he wants godly officials and that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked govern, the people mourn.
Yeah, and so you're saying abortion is as bad as the slavery and the other things.
Yeah, killing unborn children is as bad as it gets. We murdered 40 million in America. 45 million a year in the world get killed.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. 866-34-TRUTH is our number. Let's go right to Mike. Mike, thanks for hanging on. You're on Truth Talk Live with Stu and another host, Bob Inyart. Go ahead, Mike.
The Republicans have only gained control of the Senate in recent years, and we still have some very liberal, they're Republicans in name only, like Olympia Snow and Lincoln Chafee and a few others.
And this guy from Pennsylvania.
And remember what happened to Judge Bork.
Yeah. Bork, Judge, absolutely. That's bad.
Mike, Judge Bork, I read his book, Slouching Turk and Mora. He was pro-abortion. We Christians were fighting to get him on the Supreme Court, and he was pro-abortion.
So it's good that he didn't get on.
It's absurd. The whole fight is absurd because every time we win, we retreat.
Okay, this guy keeps coming up with this stuff. Mike, you voted for George W., didn't you, Mike?
Yes, I did.
Because he's the closest to our position. You're not going to get Billy Graham in the White House, right?
Right.
So what do you say to that, Bob? Okay, Mike, give us why, and then we'll let Inyart respond. Why'd you vote for Bush, Mike?
Why did I vote for Bush?
Yeah.
First of all, because he's a born-again Christian. Second of all, he's an honest, in my opinion, an honest and decent man. He's an honest and decent politician as you will ever find. And I think he had a chance to change the politics of Washington.
And what about the marriage amendment, Bob Inyart? George W. Bush is for marriage between a man and a woman. None of the other people were. How about that?
When Republicans stand up and say homosexuality is a sin or it's dangerous, the Bush White House does everything but condemns them. Alan Keyes was running for U.S. Senate as a Republican in Illinois, and during the Republican National Convention, you might remember this, he pointed out that homosexuality was a sin. It was a perversion, and he was mocked by Bush's campaign. Mocked? And you know what's more deadly for America's youth? What's more dangerous, Al-Qaeda or homosexuality?
Well, like Al-Qaeda, obviously.
Now, homosexuality has the potential to destroy America's families, destroy them. Al-Qaeda is weak and broken. Homosexuality is the bigger danger.
Why do you say that? Back that up with hard stats. Or is that just kind of your speech? Is that just your mantra? Can you back that up with numbers?
Homosexuality in high schools and college campuses today, it is a fad for young girls to experiment with bisexuality.
Right.
It's a fad. Homosexuals die about average 25 years younger than heterosexuals.
Yep.
In fact, that was just introduced as a Southern Baptist Convention resolution 2 days ago.
Well, I just think there's a lot of people saying that it's bad, it's a killer, and I know it's wrong biblically, But I'd like to hear some of those numbers. And I think the homosexuals would like to hear that instead of just this.
You know, somebody who's struggling with sin, we love them and we tell them that Jesus Christ will forgive you and save you and deliver you from your sin. But what's happening is the church has not been influencing the Republican Party. The Republican Party has been dragging us through the blood of abortion and the perversion of homosexuality so that a Christian who's strongly against homosexuality, he's not going to get supported by the Republican Party.
Okay, let's
going to be dismissed.
866-34-TRUTH. He thinks that Christians should rethink their association with the Republican Party, or should Christians continue to try to infiltrate it to gain favor, to have a platform there, which Dr. Dobson's made huge headway there. Let's see what Jan says. Jan, go ahead. You're on with Stu and Bob Inyard. Go ahead, Jan.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
And hi, Bob. I want to say amen, Bob. I am so thrilled to hear somebody stand up and take a position as a Christian. So sorry of being in a compromising party as the Republicans. I'm so sorry to see that the fruit that I voted for in office, I'm ashamed now of my vote because the fruit is not there. And the only thing that I can go by, is, I believe the Bible tells me that I cannot see his heart, but I can tell by the fruit that he produces.
Yeah, that's right. And George Bush is proud of the pro-abortion judges that he nominates.
Even now that he does not have to be reelected again,
right,
where he could really go full.
Right.
And so you guys haven't mentioned one time any of the pro-life people that he's nominated. Any of the pro-life
Stuart,
any of the pro-life people.
Stuart,
it was convenience. I promise you that it was convenience. Just go by the tiny little issue of the way George Bush acted a couple Saturday nights.
Yeah, she was sexually vulgar.
Oh, she was extremely vulgar,
right,
and
that's
my heart was
right.
Sick.
Yeah, it was sickening.
That's an indication of your character, because out of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yeah,
the Bush women.
I don't want to take something out of context.
The Bush women.
I didn't see what you're talking about.
It wasn't out of context.
Well, I saw it.
Being a desperate housewife and playing with a horse—that's out of context. How can you put that in a Christian context?
Well, I don't. I'll have to review what you're talking about.
Don't review it too closely.
I appreciate your call, and you obviously agree with Bob and Jan. If a godly man in your town who loves God, he hates death, he hates abortion, he's going to stand up for what's right, he's going to stand up for the family.
I would vote for him, Stuart.
Will you run for him if he's a Republican?
Say to him, I would love to vote for you, but please, you need to either be...
Okay.
Stuart.
Okay, hold on. Jan, did you just say you would vote for him?
I would vote for him unless he said, I'm willing to kill some Jews.
Yes. Okay.
If he said he's disqualified.
Okay, but if he said he would never kill, he would
then I vote for him. Praise the Lord.
Okay, well, Bob, you just compromised your position because you just voted for a Republican. He's a Republican.
I've never said don't vote for Republicans, Stuart.
Okay. Let's go to Chuck. Chuck, you're on Truth Talk Live with Stu. We're coming up on a break. Chuck, you're on the air with Stu and Bobby Inyard. Go ahead, Chuck.
First of all, I'm a Bush supporter, and I agree with one of the callers a while ago that said I think he's a good and moral person. As far as judges goes, what he's doing is that he wants a Constitution judge, a judge that will look at the Constitution.
A judge that would uphold Dred Scott.
The Constitution is pro-life, Bob Inyard. What's wrong with that argument?
It's called legal positivism. Instead of telling the politicians we want judges who fear God and will protect the innocent, because that's what we want, instead we use all these buzzwords like we want strict constructionists and original intent. And you know what? Those are the kind of judges we executed in Nuremberg. Those were the kind of judges who gave us Dred Scott that said you could own a black person as property. Those were strict constructionists. That's not what we want. We want judges who will fear God and protect innocent life. Now, if you're interested in this, then just tune in next week. Next week, we'll play the rest of it, or go to KGOV.com. Okay, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great time we had on Saturday at the 25th party. If you live in the Arvada area, consider Maranatha. What a neat Christian school at 72nd and Oak. And I want to invite you to our website, KGOV.com, and also Denver Bible Church.